Kirsten Lawler joins the game as the second quarter begins. Chillicothe's basketball. Fort Osage's lead 17-6. Graves inside, pivots, wheels, deals, pops and drops. Maggie Graves continues to score for Chillicothe. She has all eight of her team's points, and it's a 9-point lead now. Fort Osage, Sierra Glassford tries to lob it inside. Lost out of bounds by Sarah Dobendieck. So Chillicothe, a chance to make up a little ground here. High post, McKitty pivots on the floor once. Gives it to Williams. Williams has it ripped out of her hand. She gets it back. Gilliland tries to hit the reset button with a bounce pass down to McKitty. Too low, down around McKitty's ankles, and goes sailing out of bounds. Checking back in, Raven Bunn, one of the original starters. Bunn comes in, and Allison Stevens goes back to the bench. Paige Bunn, who had a tremendous first quarter, is still resting on the bench after her big effort. Coast to coast, but no points for it for Mercedes Marriott. Took one too many steps on the layup attempt, and Chillicothe an easy rebound. Graves saves it from going out of bounds to Lawler on the wing. Lawler lobs it into Graves. Graves on the floor once, kicks it back out to Lawler. And lost out of bounds by Mercedes Marriott, the senior. Lexi Snyder checks in for Chillicothe, and Madison Williams checks out. Lob goes in to McKitty. McKitty has it knocked out of her hands by number 34, Sarah Dobendieck. And Chillicothe will inbound it again with Lexi Snyder on baseline right. 17-8, 6:37 left to play first half. Fort Osage with the lead. Gilliland, three ball from the right wing. Couldn't connect. Rebound tracked down to the corner by Burnett Cole for Fort Osage. The Lady Indians go over in the corner to Marriott. On the wing now is Raven Bunn. Tried to lob it inside. Graves smacked it back at her. And Raven Bunn looking inside, trying to get it to her sister Paige. Or check it to Burnett Cole. Now up top, Sarah Glassford. Timeout taken, Lady Indians for Fort Osage. We're back in 30 seconds. 17-8, Fort Osage with a lead in the second quarter on KCHI. Looking around the sparse cloud, crowd, I honestly think Fort Osage has more cheerleaders here than fans. And they're doing a nice job, the cheerleading staff for Fort Osage. So the Lady Indians take a timeout. Hear from the coach, Raven Bunn right wing up top to Mercedes Marriott. Marriott working against Lawler. Dish inside to Bunn. Bunn sends it back out to Marriott. She loses the tray. Chillicothe picks up the loose basketball. Snyder across the timeline. Right wing to Lawler off the rim. Didn't get it to fall. Graves fights for the rebound but can't quite haul it in. Williams checks in and Gilliland sets down. Allie Ventresca, one of the original starters, checks back in for Fort Osage, and Glassford has a breather. 17-8. Still your score. Fort Osage still leading. Across the timeline with Raven Bunn, the elder of the two Bunns. Up top, Paige Bunn wanted a dribble drive. McKitty blocked her off. Now it's Raven Bunn's turn. She lays it up and in. A nice drive on the layup game. Not particularly fast, but fairly effective, and it's back up to an 11-point lead. And turnover at midcourt, Mercedes Marriott. Count it. Biggest lead of the game now, 21-8. Chillicothe still, no one has come close to scoring except for Maggie Graves. She has all eight of her team's points. Chillicothe struggling against this modest press for Fort Osage, and they break it, then lose the ball out of bounds off the fingertips of Fort Osage. Chillicothe brings Mackenzie Barnett back into the ball game. 4:54 left to play in the first half, 21-8. Williams throws a nice head fake from three, steps in from two, and Madison Williams with a nice head fake drive and a six-foot bucket from baseline right. Williams closes it to 21-11, 4:40 left to play. Could use a few more shots like that from Williams and some other players. That was nice. Fort Osage tried to send it inside to Burnett Cole. Easy steal for Samantha McKitty. Ball went right to her. Williams now across the timeline for the Lady Hornets. Tried to pass over top of one of the tall players, and for Fort Osage, didn't work. She brings it down court. Raven Bunn tries a spin move. Doesn't square herself up with a bucket. And Chillicothe's basketball now. Lorena Reyes, a junior, checks in. And Mercedes Marriott sets down. Chillicothe facing a 1-3-1 zone full court press. Barnett sends it over to Williams, who crosses the timeline, runs down the sideline, and has it knocked out of bounds by Ventresca. Up top to Gilliland. Midway through the second quarter, 21-10, an 11-point lead for Fort Osage. Gilliland from the free throw line, high post, count it. Or not Gilliland, Graves, I'm sorry, Maggie Graves. I don't know where I got that name. Gilliland is Maggie Graves now with 10, and it's down to a 9-point lead now. Raven Bunn drives through traffic, and Chillicothe has picked up their first team foul. Gilliland commits the foul. Her first team foul, five team fouls against Fort Osage in this first half. 3:44 left in the second, 21-12. Raven Bunn at the line, hits it off the back of the iron, no good. She'll get a second look, fouled in the act of shooting. Fort Osage, a Class 5 school, 6-5 on the season right now. Had a 1-point loss to Lafayette Monday. And the second one is in. Makes one out of two. And it's a 10-point ball game. 22-12, 3:41 left to play in the first half. Williams across the timeline sends it down to McKitty outside the paint. McKitty hacked, blocked, smacked around, and they call the hacking foul. This officiating crew, I recognize two of the officials who have been officiating. I've seen them officiate since I started doing basketball in the late 80s. They do a lot of games. Very seasoned crew. Second foul on Raven Bunn. Sixth team foul, McKitty. Baseline right, didn't get it to fall. Weak side rebound by Barnett. That shot didn't fall for Williams. Jump ball on the ensuing rebound. And Fort Osage gets the possession arrow. And Allison Stevens checks back in. Fort Osage, 3:22 left to play in the first half, leads by 10, and they have the basketball. They send it down left wing to Stevens. Up top to Paige Bunn, the freshman. Nice lob inside, and count the bucket for Barnett Cole. Got a nice lob. Barnett Cole, a little taller than Chillicothe, back up to a 12-point lead. And Chillicothe has the ball knocked out of the hands and out of bounds. Lady Hornets will inbound it in front of the Fort Osage bench. They get it in right wing to Gilliland. Inside to McKitty. McKitty's one-hander doesn't fall. Graves fighting for it. I think Graves is going to be fouled by Lorena Reyes. And Graves at the line. Maggie Graves. Having a pretty good season at the free throw line so far. That one is in. At her current rate, Graves has a chance of finishing second or third in free throws made in a season. The way she's going, she's pretty close to getting into the top 10 list already. Makes both of them here. Always nice to have a dependable free throw shooter, one you know you can count on to get the buckets to fall. 10-point ball game. And Haley Jones blocks the shot of Paige Bunn, and Bunn loses it out of bounds. Haley Jones with the block on the freshman Bunn, who had 10 first-quarter points, has not been heard from since. Chillicothe brings it across the timeline. They send it down to Jones on the baseline. Nice feed inside to Graves. Graves shoots. It's fouled. Graves goes back to the line. Paige Bunn with her first, eighth team foul. Chillicothe been whistled just once. And Sierra Glassford set to check in. First free throw for Graves is up and in. Baker's dozen for Maggie Graves. Makes it a 9-point ball game. Second one. Graves. Ooh, a jinxer. That one in and out. After seven in a row, misses her eighth one. 24-15, nine-point lead for Fort Osage. They want to bump that up. Air ball from three-point range for Ventresca. But a weak side rebound. They send it inside to Paige Bunn. And Bunn, they give her an extra couple of steps and let him play on. And it's 26-15, now an 11-point deficit again. Williams splits the defenders but throws it away, and they had her double-teamed and hemmed in on the sideline. A little out of control. Glassford shot hit glass, but that was all. And then Paige Bunn tried to stick it back up and in, and she was fouled. Second one on Aaron Gilliland, second team foul as well, and McKitty will check in after this first free throw from Paige Bunn. First visit at the line for Bunn. She's got 12, and now she has 13 to equal Maggie Graves' point total. It's a 12-point lead, 27-15. Looking to make it 13 if she can here. Bunn, the freshman, second one's in. Good ball player. She's going to be a name you're going to hear about here in the coming years. Snyder sends it back to Williams at midcourt, and Maddie Williams goes to the line. She was bumped by Allison Stevens. Stevens' second foul, ninth team foul, minute 52 left. Williams at the line now for the first time tonight. Madison has a deuce so far by her name, 2 points. First of a 1-1. Off the rim, didn't get it to fall. McKinney, though, pulls up the rebound. And now McKitty goes to the line. A hacking call. Paige Bunn with two quick fouls. And McKitty at the line. First one, it's a two-shot foul now. First one is no good. That was the 10th team foul. And Bunn sets down. A little unhappy with herself and the whistles. McKitty's second one bounces high off the back of the rim and falls in. McKitty makes one out of two for her first point. It's a 12-point lead for the Lady Indians. Top of the key, looking off a tray. Glassford goes circle right. Back up top now to Ventresca. Top to Stevens. Around the horn we go. A minute 31 left to play. They lob it inside. She tries to bump it back out and stolen by Mackenzie Barnett. Down court to Lexi Snyder. She's bumped to let him play on Williams. Top of the key. Halfway down. Back out. Oh, that did everything but fall through the bottom of the hoop. 28-16. Still your score. Fort Osage with the lead. And a bucket for Asia Burnett Cole. Her second one in this quarter. And it's biggest lead of the game now. 14-point lead. 30-16. Under a minute to play. Chillicothe loses the ball, picks it back up, though. Nice job by Williams to keep it alive. Then they lob it inside to McKitty, and she has it knocked out of bounds by Burnett Cole. Gilliland checks in, and Snyder sets down. 30-16, biggest lead of the game. Now a 14-point lead by Fort Osage. Under a minute to play. Williams just holds it. Going to have to inbound it sooner or later. She flips it up top to Gilliland as the inbounds play didn't work. They go right side to Barnett. Inside to Graves. Graves, soft touch from right wing. Couldn't get it to fall. Across the timeline. Right wing tray off the rim. Didn't get it to fall for Ventresca for Fort Osage. And Gilliland, back court, just loses the ball out of bounds. Went off her fingertips and just hip-hopped and skipped right across the floor and out of bounds. 25 seconds left, so an opportunity for Fort Osage to build on this 30-16 lead. Chillicothe with a mental mistake there. Cost him an opportunity. Working the right wing, nothing there. Ventresca, three ball. Misses that one. Williams the rebound. For Chillicothe, brings it across the timeline, loses the ball with 3 seconds left. And that's the end of the first half. At the end of one, 30-16, Fort Osage with a commanding lead. We're back with halftime stats after this on KCHI.